Beautiful, special moment. Short window in time when we just gave it totally over to the Lord, recognizing that we need him so very, very much. Well, we could have waited until we got home and prayed. We could have prayed a different time, but somehow it seemed that that was the moment. Somehow God is here. The Spirit of the Lord is all over this place. I feel his presence. I think all of us feel the presence of the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. I'd like for you to turn your attention just a few moments, if you would, to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? We shall grow up before him, man, as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our report, my Lord? I want to talk with you a little while this morning. The rejection of Isaiah's report. The rejection of Isaiah's report. You know, over the past few weeks, the Spirit of the Lord has put messages on the hearts of those who are bringing messages. Some things about we who are here getting bold enough to go out and spread the word and let people know who God is. Let them know that Jesus is real. On the fourth Sunday, I believe Reverend Jasper said that we should not have a pew ministry. We shouldn't be sitting here. We need to go out and let people know how real the Lord is. Isaiah, in this 53rd chapter, gives us all the report that we need. You know, if you read that 53rd chapter of Isaiah, those portions that I just read, somehow you may feel, well, I would like to go out and tell the world about all that the Lord has done for me, and I have a good testimony, and that's important. You have to have a testimony. You have to believe. You have to recognize what God has done for you. But then there's more. You need to be able to tell them the story. Tell them the whole thing about Jesus Christ. You know, as I look through the scriptures, you can find the history of Jesus in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. But you can find the purpose here in Isaiah. I believe that if we look through all the scriptures, somehow if we pull Isaiah out and leave that out, we've missed so much of what the Lord would have us to know. Isaiah, in that sixth chapter of Isaiah that was read earlier, he talked about his conversion. He was just like most folks. He had problems with doing the right things. He didn't go into a lot of words about what it was he did, but somehow he says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And you know, not only did he see the Lord, but because he saw the Lord, he started looking harder at himself. Here I am in the presence of the God of the universe. Look at who I am. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I hang around with folks that have unclean lips. He didn't go through all the sins and all the things that were wrong in the nation and those folks around. He focused on the lips. Important. He focused on the lips because somehow he wanted to make everybody know, if we look back on this, that his lips were the ones that were going to make a report that everybody needed to hear. His lips had been cleansed. He was no longer like he used to be. Yeah, there were things about him in the past that he knew were wrong, and he recognized, sitting in the presence of the Lord, look at where I am. I'm here in the presence of the God of the universe. He has all power, and he's holy. He heard the seraphim saying, holy, holy, holy. This is the God of the universe. This is God, powerful and mighty. And here I am standing in front of him. But somehow the Lord recognized what needed to be done to bring him forth, to make him what God wanted him to be. They tell me that he took some hot coals and put them on his lips, purged, and somehow he was okay to go tell it. He was prepared now to go and tell it. Who has believed our report? Who has believed our report? You know, when you think about it, if I were to go and give a testimony about the Lord, I would want the folks to know that he was despised and rejected. I would want people to know that he's the Son of the living God. I would want people to know that I was a sinner, lowly and disdained. I was the one who deserved all the punishment that was put on him. Who would believe that Jesus, the Son of the living God, would come into the world to save them? And that's a hard report to produce or to put out and make people believe. Who's going to believe that God would send his Son to save the world? Say, sinners, sinners, send his Son into the world, his beloved Son into the world to save sinners. People who were rejecting him, people who were doing everything they were big enough to do. Who's going to believe that report? Somehow Isaiah knew that it was going to be hard to get people to believe all that he was telling them. It's going to be hard to make people believe that Jesus Christ is going to come into the world. The Messiah is going to come into the world. The Messiah is going to come out among us and take our sins upon him and die that we might be able to have eternal life. Who's going to believe that? Jesus, the Son of God, is going to come and save Harold Stinger, who continues to stumble, continues to do things that aren't right, continues to walk in directions that perhaps the Lord has told him not. Somehow, how am I going to believe that the God of the universe loves me enough to send Jesus to go through all the pain and all the suffering that I might be able to have eternal life? It's just hard to believe that God would allow all of this to happen to his blessed and beloved Son. Who's going to believe the report? Well, I guess actually, even though it may be that folks have heard the report, and started to sort of, some said, well, after all this time, you know, it's been a long time. The prophets have been saying this, and the prophets have been saying that, and I haven't seen the change. Who's going to believe the report? Who's going to believe the report? Because it's been a while, and somehow it seems there's so many false prophets. So many people have gone out and told things that weren't real, weren't right, and when it became obvious that their prophecies weren't going to be fulfilled, that was just another prophecy kicked to the side. Over and over again, they had prophets and priests and who were telling folks things that they wanted them to hear and not the things that God had given them. So who's going to believe Isaiah's report? He's just another prophet. Who's going to believe Isaiah's report? His report says that God is going to do something amazing and take care of all of our sins. Who's going to believe a report like that? You know, if Isaiah found a hard time, Isaiah found a hard time, but you know what? We need to be recognizing who we are. We who are here in the church, like Isaiah, we need to realize that when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, we're standing like he was, saying to the Lord, when the Lord says, who will I go? Who is going to go and let the world know about Jesus Christ? It's the church. We who accepted Jesus Christ, we are the church. Who will he send to tell the world? Who will he send to let the world know who Jesus is? Who will he send to let the world know that there is salvation in Jesus Christ? Who will I send? Isaiah said, send me. But if we've accepted Jesus Christ and recognize ourselves as his church, we're actually saying this is our report. Who's going to believe our report? Because it's my report. Now, I want the world to know how real Jesus is. I recognize without a doubt that he is the Son of the living God. I recognize that he was wounded and bruised for my transgressions. I reckon that's my report. I want people to know how real Jesus is. So now we know the report. We know Isaiah gave the report. There were many who doubted. What about our report? You know, there's something about being a reporter. If you're going to be a reporter, somehow people have got to be able to feel that what you're telling them is the truth. You know, a reporter's reputation can go away with just one bad report. Dan Rather was at the top of the list of reporters. All it took was one mistake. He was kicked aside. He's no longer there. Somehow you find some reporters, when they come on, people just want to hear what they have to say. They want to hear them because they trust them. They know who they are, and they know that they're going to tell them the truth. They're going to bring out all the important points. A good reporter lets you know those things. Same thing with weather reporters. All the weather reporter has to do is get it wrong a couple of times, and you're going to switch over from Channel 4 to Channel 7. You'll find a weather reporter that you can trust. Well, we are reporters of that same report that Isaiah gave. You know what? People are going to have to respect someone who is a reporter who stands up and says the truth. A reporter who will bring them not only the good news, but the bad news. A reporter who you can depend on. Sometimes it seems like the reports that we hear now seem like they're bad reports. So much is going on, so much is wrong. But let's not talk about all those things that the reporters are talking about. There's so much that's wrong. Let's talk about the report that you have, that Isaiah had, that we now consider to be our report. Who's going to believe my report? Who's going to believe your report, Minister Cole? Who's going to look at your life, the way you're walking and the way you're living, and believe that you really do believe and you really are reporting on somebody who you really know is the Son of the Living God? Many of us, as we walk around and talk about who we are and talk about what we are going to do, it seems that we feel like we're putting all of ourselves out so people can see, try to be transparent. But somehow there are some things about us that people come to know and come to realize. And as those things come out, those things are said, those things become apparent, your report just goes south. Who's going to believe our report? Those who can see us walking according to God's will. Those who see that we recognize that we were sinners, just like Isaiah was, and somehow we've been saved by grace. We've got to demonstrate to the world that we're different than those who are on the outside. We've got to demonstrate by the way we walk, the way we live, the things we say. We've got to let the world know that this report that we're giving is real. It's real. God has touched my life. It's real. God has changed me, and he'll change you. That's my report. I want you to know what Isaiah says here is my report. As I said before, you can go all through all the scriptures, but if you just focus on that 53rd chapter of Isaiah, you'll see the whole story of salvation. You see, Jesus came because we were all like sheep gone astray. We're going off doing things that we're big enough to do. He was. But somehow when he realized that he was in the presence of the living God, he decided he wanted to change things. He couldn't change things, but God did. When we realize who Jesus Christ is and realize how important he is to our lives, we want to change things. We can't change things, but he can. We need to be not just the reporters of the report. We need to be livers of the report. We need to not only testify, we need to be living testimonies. People who look at us need to realize that there's something different about those who are on the Lord's side. Who will believe our report? Who will believe that Jesus Christ really died, that they would be able to have salvation and eternal life? Some won't believe because it sounds like it's too miraculous. And some won't believe because the reporters don't have credibility. We need to become credible Christians, a credible Christian, someone who walks according to the will of God. Credible Christians, those who do God's will. Credible Christians, those who don't allow Satan to pull them away from doing the things that God would have them to do. Credible Christians, where our tongues have been purged, our mouths have been purged, and somehow the words we use, they're not the same words the world uses. If the world wants to emphasize something, they find some words. They can find some words that can. We got to get to the point where we don't have to do that. We don't have to try to convince somebody with our powerful negative words. No, we need to convince them with our powerful truth about Jesus. Jesus is real. I don't have to have any long or even short or terribly strong words. All I have to say is Jesus, and that he was wounded for our transgressions. That's good news. He was bruised. This is the truth now. This is my report. He was bruised for our transgressions. The iniquity of us all was upon him. And with, as sinful as I am, terrible as I am, all those things that are wrong with me, he died on the cross to pay for. That's a good report. That needs to be your report. When we go out of this place, people need to look at you and not say that that's church folk. But those are people who are serving the Lord. Church folk has gotten to be almost a negative term. Church folk has almost gotten to be the point where that folks who put on that special show. Christians. Those who belong to the Lord. We have to have a report that we deliver every day. We have to deliver love. We have to deliver truth. We have to deliver the fact that we are saved. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's my report. That's my report. My report is I have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Isaiah told me so. My report is that I'm going to be okay throughout glory because I've accepted the Lord and saved because Jesus died that I'd have that opportunity. That's my report. My report is Jesus is real. He's real in my life, and you need to know him like I know him. I have a report for you. Jesus died for you. You need to tell somebody that. You need to go out and tell somebody that. You may see somebody and you have a need and you say, well, I'm gonna take them a sandwich. Well, that's good, but you need to take them Jesus. I'm reminded of Peter going into the temple. And when he went in, there was a man out there who had been coming every day just asking for alms. And I can't help but believe that as long as Peter had some money in his pocket, when he went by, he just threw some coins in there and went on to do what he wanted to do, what he needed to do. It didn't interrupt his schedule. All he did was just throw a coin in. But one day he came by and said, look upon us. We have none. But I get something else. Wouldn't it have been good if the day before he had run out of money? Or a week early he had run out of money? Because whenever he ran out of money, that man's life changed. Whenever we run out of money, we need to recognize we can't satisfy folks by just giving them money. We need to give them Jesus. We need to give them this report. We need to let them know Jesus is real. Jesus died for them. They have an opportunity for salvation. We need to give this report. We need to tell them that he's touched our lives. Certainly we need to do that. But we need to tell them what Isaiah taught us. Isaiah told us we need to know what he's written here in his report. Who will believe our report? Those who see us living according to God's will. Who will believe our report? Those who see that Jesus has miraculously changed us and made us somebody special. And who will believe our report? Those who saw us when we were down and when we were going through stuff and see now that the Lord has given us an opportunity to be a living testimony of beautiful things that he can and will do to those who walk according to his will. Who will believe your report? Are you walking so that you're a good reporter? Or are you on commercial break most of the time? Are you a good reporter? Are you willing to tell the world wherever you go that Jesus is real? Amen. You've got a report. You, when you became a Christian, when you gave yourself over to the Lord, when you recognized him as your Lord and Savior, you became a reporter. Who's going to believe your report? Let us talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, somehow we felt as we came into this service, throughout the service, we just felt your spirit moving here. And we're reminded, Father, that sometimes we just need to come together and pray together, recognizing that all the testimonies that we have about you are real. Somehow as we came and stood around the altar and we prayed together, we could feel the presence. And we recognized who we are, but we recognize who you are. And we thank you, Father, that somehow we look at who we are and who you are and recognize that we need to step forward and boldly let the world know what we know. We need to give our report. But we need to walk in such a way that our reports are good reports. Our reports are people can believe in. Our reports go right along with who we are and the way that we live. So help us, Father, to be those reporters that you would have us to be. Father, each one of us down inside right now can't help but feeling and saying, here I am, Lord. You can send me. Here I am, Lord. I'm going to tell it. Here I am, Lord. I'm going to give that report. Here I am, Lord. You've touched my life and you've changed me. I'm going to tell somebody. I know that you're the God of the universe. I'm going to let the world know that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He has died to save me. And he'll save all of them if they'll just accept him. Bless us, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, in the loving name of Jesus, in the unchanging name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Please stand. I've got a report. Is there somebody here this morning who has not yet said yes to the Lord? Someone who really does realize he's real. You just haven't committed your life to him. He's waiting for you. He's waited for you all of your life. Not waiting for you to get it right. Because we can't get it right all by ourselves. We just have to put ourselves in his hands and allow him to make us what he would have us to be. Is there someone who wants to say yes to the Lord on this day? Or maybe now you've already said yes to the Lord. You've even made commitments to him for the things that you were going to do. But somehow, through circumstances, you're no longer in the area of that church where you said yes. But somehow you feel comfortable in this household. Perhaps you could come and become a part of this household of faith and help us to become more of what God would have us to be. Is there someone who wants to say yes to the Lord? Someone who wants to give themselves over to Jesus. My Lord, my Lord.